Welcome, everyone. The theme tonight, I don't think there's any like good news per se taking place, but on this channel we don't rely on the optics, folks. The more, the worse the news, the more it just confirms that we're getting closer and closer to the precipice, and like someone is saying, Red October. And with all that said, right, let's not forget to welcome everyone listening on, you know, Truth and Art Radio Network. And we've got the D-Live crowd. And we've got the Rumble live stream crowd. Yeah. And we've got the, you know, the Foxhole crowd. Welcome, everyone. And we have others that are coming on here. You know, we've got many people, you know, watching the recorded live stream on BitChute. And Rumble, and DLive, and Foxhole, and Pill.net, and on Gab TV, and also on Odyssey. So welcome wherever you may be, right, as we're continuing our conversation, that we are stepping into a new level of darkness. And we know that it had to be this way. So let us... I'm doing great myself. I've had so many good dreams, bad dreams. I've had visions. I mean, folks, I see the end of the road. And maybe that's the name of one of my new tunes from the new album. I can see the end of the road. Boss Frog says, good news is Bernie is going strong. Okay, that's good. So, all right, God bless you all. And, you know, where's our... I guess Donna's not around tonight. All right. Let's pray for Donna, right? She's out there doing her thing. All right. It's not a Christmas album, somebody thinks. Folks, it, you know. Well, let's put it this way. Two albums ago, it was The Storm. The latest album from this year is called Darkness to Light. Is anyone seeing a theme? We're narrating things, not just on this channel, but we're musically narrating the rebirth of America. So this is the third installment coming up as we narrate the end of the old guard. Remember the end of America? Remember that from years ago? And we're narrating the birth of humanity, this new era that we're giving birth to. That's what it's all about. All right. So anyway, folks, get ready. We have a new level of darkness. Be on the lookout for a members channel video that I will upload on Friday that I produced today. Be on the lookout for that, all right? So with everything said, to start off tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly what I've been saying. I like to hammer away at repeated narratives of mine, the themes that I put out, these themes. And you guys know it. A couple weeks ago, I came out, nobody else. We go way beyond the optics on this channel. You guys know it. So everyone thinks that Biden went on vacation two weekends ago. He disappeared to talk to his masters. Right? And then we have, following that, Biden came out sounding different. And then I told everyone that the only reason the old man would do a 180 about when it comes to the border is that because someone, his master, and I said it, if you ask me, it's Hussein, told him, hey, stupid old man, sit down. What are you doing? The border guarantees, even with us cheating, we're never going to win the election. It's not going to even be believable. So listen to me, old man. My name is Hussein. Shut up and change your position. And he did. That was 2 weeks ago. We've been talking. You guys know. And then we saw that they started with the race narrative. Everything, you could feel it in the air. But today, as we begin, folks, sometimes, and again, people, we had President Trump multiple times said, yeah, I wonder who's really running the country. See, we know who's really, folks, everybody knows. that we are in the middle of Hussein's third term. Everybody knows that. But tonight, here on this channel, you know, I gotta look around for these stories. And the websites that I reference, by the way, everyone should know, is simply for real simple reasons. I'm either a member of the websites that I'm referencing, or the websites have minimal advertisement. But it doesn't matter, because you could get these stories that I put up on any website. But I strategically use about 5 or 6 websites, so don't think that I'm promoting any particular website, aside from maybe the Gateway Pundit, who is known for caring about truth. But all that aside, and One America News, right, and a couple others. But all right, folks, as we begin tonight, I didn't have to dig in any special website. Hussein is basically letting everyone know, listen to Bernie. Thank you, Mr. Hussein. I love what you are doing, sir. What? Maybe we should do business together. Right there. Sometimes when you're not listening to the renegade, the old man, he was told to listen to the renegade, and sometimes the renegade himself has to come out and lay down the hammer and say, look, I admit I'm the one that told Biden that. My name is Hussein, and look, hey, listen to me. Open borders are unsustainable for the United States. Bah-ha-ha-ha, as I would normally say. Does anyone believe that this stupid Muslim really believes that? Former President Barack Obama said Tuesday that open border policies on the southern border were unsustainable for the United States. Shut up, stupid Hussein! And people reading this really think that he's concerned. As big-hearted as he is, nobody understands that better than Joe Biden. This is Hussein saying, by the way, people. All right, you know. All right. Is anybody noticing whether it's Hussein, the real guy that's running this country? He's basically coming out and saying, look, forget the old man. Forget Mansuit. Where's Mansuit at? Mansuit Harris, for anybody new to this channel. Forget about these people. Look, I'm the president. I'm saying it right now. We can't have this border situation. That's what Obama's doing tonight. He's basically saying, look, I'm spelling it out. I thought that my meeting with the old man during his vacation 2 weekends ago, maybe that was going to do it. But look, I'm spelling it out. That's what he's doing. But all that aside, is anybody noticing that there is a concerted effort to refer to Biden as a big heart? Again, look at this, people. I mean, Hussein is talking about that Biden is a big-hearted person. Because I could have sworn I heard Millie talking this way. And we had Blinken the other day. He was talking this way. Oh, we love Biden as a passionate. They're trying to portray Biden as this passionate, big-hearted. Come on, guys. This is the KKK's Biden. So anyway, that aside, folks, come on. There it is, people. The renegade who's going to be taken out for treason. The real fake resident. He's the guy behind the scenes. He thinks that we're stupid. But again, here on Truth On Our TV, we're blowing his cover. We're putting a nuclear bomb to start off tonight. Kaboom. Talking about as big-hearted as he is, nobody understands that better than Joe Biden. And the question is now, are we going to get serious about dealing with this problem in a systemic way? Shut up. They've been doing this on purpose. He knows that Obama is for open borders. But I said it a million times, folks, that he is a strategist. As he says here, as opposed to these one-offs where we're constantly reacting to emergency. Bottom line, people, no one be fooled. This is the same guy that rolled out like 100 false flag shootings and with a straight face showed up to these ceremonies and these funerals, right? This is the word I'm trying to get out. Excuse me. Where he was like, and these gun control hearings. Yeah, these shootings are horrible. They don't know that I was on the phone with the shooter last night. I mean, this is a poker player of the, come on, of the highest level. So, of course, he's coming out. Come on, folks. Anyway, you guys get the point. All right, folks. Meanwhile, don't take it from me and Hussein, folks. Everyone is seeing this. Again, we talked about this yesterday. It's right there, people.
Keep don't government open. We intend, we have to do those imminently, more imminently even, to address the full Obama agenda of building back better.
Whose agenda? Say it again.
Obama agenda.
Well, no, but you don't, hey, Nancy, no, Obama's gone goodbye. He's just a normal, cool guy. He is not involved in anything. No, but you mean, hey, Nancy, you mean to tell me that the Q team was not playing around when they showed us that his nickname with the Secret Service is the Renegade? The who's agenda? That's impossible. That would be treason. The what?
Obama agenda.
Are you telling me that he is guilty of treason?
Obama agenda.
But no, but you're getting him in trouble. Nancy, he's going to get in trouble. Don't you understand?
Obama agenda of building back better.
Right.
And I love to say building back better.
There it is, people. That is what happens. They're falling apart. And we know that Nancy likes to drink a lot. So the truth is coming out. There's nothing the Renegade can do. We know that he's the one. So the Renegade, stick it, sir. The border stays open. This is your idea. You guys. Hey, Obama, you guys win. Shut up. Let the old man run his show. The borders are open. Shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, before we jump to another topic, they know that the Great Awakening cannot be stopped. They get it. But Obama is frustrated that the old man doesn't get it and that Mansuit is too busy. What is she doing? I mean, she's probably smoking weed every day, people. They get it that they win. They got the China and Iran put these two in. But Obama knows it. He's not happy. That's why he had this bash for his birthday party, to get the crew together to see how they could change strategy. He understands. He sees it, that we are outplaying them. 5D chess. Goodbye. He knows it. Come on, people. All right. And with that said, folks, this is arguably the most laughable story of the night. Or maybe the most shocking. It depends how you see it. But there it is, people. CDC, what? Implements study on... It is probably the most laughable. I will say that. There it is. Study on true... Excuse me. True toll of guns in America. To help, quote, identify trends and craft swift intervention. folks... Again, we had Hussein came out a couple days ago. We played the video. Was it yesterday? Oh, the day before. Just in the last 48 hours, I played the video with Hussein. There it is, talking about the gun. This was yesterday, right? Well, you know, the biggest problem in Chicago is the circulating guns. So I want people to understand what is happening. They are, in their minds, they're going to be in charge. They think they're going to continue to be in charge. In their minds, Trump is never coming back. They are in control forever. They're like calling up Gavin Newsom. Yeah, wink, wink. Good job. Yeah. Get this voter ID thing. Yeah, click. They're excited. Maybe. Well, again, 5D chess. They know they're going to be defeated, but they have to double down. They have to keep going. So in their delusional world, they're going to be in control. So what they're doing with Hussein coming out yesterday talking about gun control, and now you have the CDC sounding like that guy that Pelosi is telling us about. What they're doing, people, is setting up. But don't forget that Obama is the master of false flags. He had the situation, thanks to Brennan and the CIA, they had it down pat to a perfect T. At one point during Obama's 8 years, folks, we had literally a false flag per day, shooting after shooting. Everybody just was gun happy. Boom, 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 boom. It was all planned out. So now they're rolling out the CDC, folks. Talking about, like it says here, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky unilaterally extended an eviction. All right, we care about this. But they're talking about the CDC is studying gun violence somehow. And once all the data is gathered, the agency will help doctors craft swift interventions somehow. Yeah, let me get my, you know, where's my laughing track? Yeah, CDC, what are you guys done, like, with the virus hoax, with the 99% virus? Is that what Obama did this weekend to get you guys on the gun control thing? And by the way, people, the reason they're doing this, and tonight maybe we'll end with, they are also watching what is happening in Australia, and they are salivating like, I wish that was us. I wish that was us. They are jealous of Australia. They are seeing the videos of Australia, and they're like, man, hey, Hussein, why didn't you do more false flags? Wait, that could have been us. They are jealous of what is happening in Australia. So now, again, people, open up your eyes. They're like, all right, we gotta move as fast as we can. Hey, Walensky, get over here. We're gonna make gun violence a medical disease so we can craft swift interventions. And I'm just gonna leave it right there because I think you get where this is going. And they're talking about doing all this project and, you know, this gun research project. And it's the same thing, people. Because they are salivating and jealous of what is happening in Australia. You guys get it. All right. Let's get to the real stories. But first, yeah, we have this. Virginia Democrat governor candidate Terry McAuliffe, quote, I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. Bah! Yeah. Who do these parents think that they have a say in what we're going to teach their own children? Ha! How dare they? Hey, what do you think? What are you acting like? What do you think? That's your son or something? You think that's your daughter? They belong to us. Shut up. That's what we're dealing with, folks. Master Builder says, "Nuff said, Bernie. They think we're stupid. Ain't gonna happen." Shelly T says, "Screw HIPAA. We have no privacy." All right. And somebody says, "Nazis say that stuff." Okay. And look, people. I mean, we are literally. While we are in this misery, let's see who is smiling. Is anyone smiling out there? Oh, look at that! Pictures, gleeful Taliban terrorists enjoy fairground rides as Afghanistan freedoms crumble. This guy knows he would be like 300 feet under if he was to come to the United States and do that. All these guys. Look at these demons. They're laughing it off. And folks, and look at it. They're enjoying their AK-47s and M4 assault rifles while the CDC they're working overtime to take your guns. This is his Taliban that's laughing it off. This is Biden's Taliban. And Mr. Milley's Taliban. They're laughing it off. They're laughing at us, people. But anyway, all right, folks. The only reason I'm showing everyone this is to introduce or to, you know, pick up where we left off yesterday with this whole terrorist operation that took place where our criminal fake regime, who, by the way, is in their 252nd day of this fake regime. Anybody new to this channel? Yes, we are counting every day to the bitter end. Every day of this interim period, this fake regime. So while the Taliban is laughing it off and with their AK-47s laughing it off with $85 billion worth of weapons and night vision goggles and Black Hawks and the whole thing. Artillery, and you know, right? M50s and 50 calibers, whatever they call those. And they're laughing it off. The Marxist demons are working overtime to take your guns away so that you can shut up. Let the Taliban celebrate with their AK-40. You shut up. And let's turn you guys into Australia, which will never happen. Never, never, never. We all kill each other. Oh, I'm very, very comfortable with that plan. It's never going to happen. They know, I mean, that you would think they would know that. But anyway, all that aside, right? While that's happening, folks, God bless Matt Gaetz in Florida. I actually must say, this video made my day. Highlight of the day. I think you will be blessed by this. Darkness to light, folks. Listen in.
February 26, 2020, House Armed Services Committee, General Mark Milley. We know we're not going to defeat the Taliban militarily, and they're not going to defeat the government of Afghanistan militarily. You really blew that call, didn't you, General?
I believe.
Folks, by the way, some people don't like Matt Gaetz. A lot of people do. Some don't. This was, I thank God for what he did. This is a destruction. Shame on the GOP for not doing what this guy just did to these demons today. God bless him. Listen in.
I believe that was a issue of strategic stalemate, and that if we had remained in Afghanistan with the advisory levels of effort, then the government of Afghanistan...
Well, that's an interesting answer to a question. It's just not one I asked. You spent more time with Bob Woodward on this book than you spent analyzing the very likely prospect that the Afghanistan government was going to fall immediately to the Taliban, didn't you?
Not even close, Congressman.
Oh, really? Because you said right after Kabul fell that no one could have anticipated the immediate fall of the Ghani government. When did you become aware that Joe Biden tried to get Ghani to lie about the conditions in Afghanistan? He did that in July. Did you know that right away?
I'm not aware of what President Biden...
You're not aware of the phone call that Biden had with Ghani where he said, whether it is true or not, we want you to go out there and paint a rosy picture of what's going on in Afghanistan. You're the chief military advisor to the president. You said that the Taliban was not going to defeat the government of Afghanistan militarily, which, by the way, they cut through him like a hot knife through butter. And then the president tries to get Ghani to lie. When did you become aware of that attempt?
Well, there's two things there, Congressman, if I may. One is what I said was the situation was stalemate. And if we kept advisors with there, the government of Afghanistan and the army would have still been there. That's what I said. Whether that's right or wrong, I don't know. But
it seems wrong.
That's shocking that he would say that, people. This is a liar. A compulsive liar.
Wrong now with
well,
Alabama
we
control.
All the
question
we
for Secretary
all the
Austin. Secretary Austin, are you capable of assessing whether another has the will to fight?
No, we're not. And
right there, people. This is shocking. This is supposed to be the world's greatest military. Hey, and by the way, all right, folks, he's lying. Bernie's not falling for the optics. That's why, that's the purpose of this channel. He's lying. He knows. Okay, folks, remember, this is their Taliban. This is Biden's, this is Hussein's Taliban that they are protecting. Keep that in mind. Forget the optics. Do not go by the optics. The optics are only partially helpful. I'm putting everything in the right context.
And that's the point that the chairman made earlier.
that.
That's just like an incredibly disappointing thing for the Secretary of Defense to simply say, I can't assess whether someone has the will to fight, but it is consistent with your record. I mean, during the Obama administration, I think they gave you about $48 million to go train up some folks in Syria to go take on the Assad government. And I think your testimony was that only 4 or 5 survived first contact with the enemy. So what confidence should this committee have in you, or should the country have in you, when you've now confessed to us, and whether it's the swing and a miss in Afghanistan that General Milley talked to the Senate about yesterday, total failure, or whether it was your failures in Syria, you don't seem capable to look at a fighting force and determine whether or not they have the will.
Well,
is that an embarrassing?
You recall, Congressman, that the end result was the SDF that we stood up that was very, very instrumental in turning the tide of battle up in Syria.
Oh, yeah. Turned it so much. You've got Assad in power in Syria. You've got the Taliban in power in Afghanistan. I mean, where have you been?
The focus was ISIS, Congressman. and those forces.
Oh, you mean the ISIS that your guy created? Hussein's ISIS? Obama created ISIS, folks. Anyone new to this channel? Look it up.
Had significant effect on the ISIS network.
It just seems like you're chronically bad at this. And you have admitted that, I guess, which is to your credit. But, you know, when people in the military, like Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, stand up and demand accountability, when they say that you all screwed up, when they point out that General Milley's statement that that the government of Afghanistan is not going to get defeated by the Taliban, well, he ends up in the brig, and you all end up in front of us, and your former employer Raytheon ends up with a lot of money, and we have poured cash and blood and credibility into a Ghani government that was a mirage. It fell immediately. And while the guy sitting next to you was off, you know, talking to Phil Rucker and was off doing his thing with Bob Woodward, we were buying into the big lie. The big lie that this was ever going to be successful and that we could ever rely on the Afghanistan government for anything at all. You know, General Milley, you kind of gave up the game earlier when you said you wanted to address elements of your personal conduct that were in question. We're not questioning your personal conduct. We're questioning in your official capacity going and undermining the chain of command, which is obviously what you did. You've created this whole chain
of communication
narrative.
Did not undermine the chain of command in
yeah,
manner,
you did.
Shape, or form.
You absolutely did. And it,
did not.
Well,
yes, you did.
You know what? You said yesterday that you weren't going to resign when senators asked you this question. And I believe that you guys probably won't resign. You seem to be very happy failing up over there. But if we didn't have a president that was so addled, you all would be fired, because that is what you deserve. You have let down the people who wear the uniform in my district and all around this country. And you're far more interested in what your perception is and how people think about you in insider Washington books than you care about winning,
gentlemen's
which this group
has
is
expired.
Incapable of doing.
Right there, ladies and gentlemen. Destruction. Forcing them to lie even more. But for the record, people, remember, they didn't fail because they were incompetent. They failed because they were on a mission for the Taliban. Treason. Think about it. And now we have GOP Senator Kramer. Biden has left border open while generals say ISIS-K wants to attack the United States. Common sense. Both statements are true. I thought General McKinsey made one very profound statement, and that was, he said, listen in, folks. He said, basically, there is great certainty that ISIS-K intends to attack the United States in our homeland. And he says, now, I don't know about you, but that sends shudders. I mean, with certainly, they're convinced that ISIS-K intends to attack our homeland. And then he goes on about September 11. But the point is that this senator is pointing out something very obvious. Three Stooges, Mr. McKinsey, General McKinsey, how do you know so much? How are you so sure that? How do you know ISIS's plans? That is a trademark of these Hussein regimes. Remember, this is a Hussein regime. And they seem to always know what ISIS is about to do. He's inserting the narrative for the same reasons that all of a sudden the CDC is joining Hussein to create these programs out of control to study gun violence and gun violence, and they're trying to create this gun violence narrative for the same thing. They're creating, wow, we know for sure that ISIS is going to do an attack. Oh, by the way, we're letting in thousands of people from Afghanistan. Ah! Both can't be true. This is what they did before 9/11, creating the optics. Wow, we can't believe that all these terrorists are... What, are they training to fly too? What? Go back. Maybe we'll discuss this on the members channel. Study, we've gone over this many times, the 16-year plan that involves mass casualty events where the war is fake, but the casualties are real. That's what ISIS was all about. Fake war, real casualties. I mean, that's what Obama is all about. And then, all right, let's keep going, right? And then we have this story. Check it out. Jim Banks gets Milley to agree it's dangerous when a general becomes a political figure. We agree with you, sir. Banks, a Navy reservist, asked Milley first about the importance of the military remaining apolitical. I think an apolitical military is critical to the health of this republic, Milley responded unironically. Banks then asked him what compelled him to spend a significant amount of time doing interviews with three different books published this year, where he is characterized as disparaging his previous commander-in-chief, President Trump. Milley said he believed it was part of his job. Look at this, people. He thinks that it was part of his job to communicate with the media somehow. So what Milley is doing, he's like, again, for anybody who missed yesterday's program, this McKenzie and this Lloyd Austin and this Milley guy rolled out this PSYOP, I think it's a 5D chess game. The whole premise of this whole thing is because Milley thinks that we are that stupid to believe that China was worried that President Donald J. Trump, the real estate guy from New York, was suddenly going to just hit the red button and put nuclear bombs in China. They actually think that we believe that. And even funnier than that, he wants us to believe that he, Milley the snake, Milley the rat, he stepped in and saved the day. If it wasn't for Milley, China might be ready to hit us with a nuclear bomb because they thought that Trump was going to hit us with a nuclear bomb. And so because of that, it's his job to directly talk to China and make secret deals when that's not his job. And now he's saying that it's his job to communicate with the media? Hey, stupid, you're a general. Stick to military things. Don't worry about the media. He's lying, people. Anyway, you guys get it. This is shocking that he thinks that's his job. I think it's part of a senior official's job to be transparent and believe in the free press. Shut up. Notice how they're using these broad terms. So again, they're lying to us. This is the New World Order. This is the deep state. I say execute, try these guys, all of them. They're treasonous. And, oh, man. All right, folks. What Liz Cheney is doing today is enraging. So I'm not going to get into this. You talk about real enemies of the United States. All right, Bernie, take a deep breath. I could do this. I'm trying not to get angry. But she came out today, folks. I love the way the writer here, Jim Hoff, characterizes all of it. Crazy Liz Cheney hits rock bottom, attacks Trump supporters, Republicans. She used the General Milley hearings to attack Trump supporters and Trump, and to praise this snake after historic Afghanistan disaster. This is shocking. Yeah, there you go. Where are her parents? Get the kid off the stage. Shame on, right? Shame on Wyoming. Get rid of this trash. She comes out, ignores everything that happened. She didn't even look at anything that happened. Instead, she focused on January 6th and her hatred for Trump voters and cheering on Millie the Snake. All right, so this is only going to get me angry. All right, folks. back to the Taliban, right? Taliban demands U.S. stop flying drones over Afghanistan. Laugh out loud. Now they're making demands while they are laughing. Yeah! Laughing it off, people. Killing people, hanging them. They're running around. I mean, folks, this is like, I don't know if the military is testing the patience of Americans. Why don't just let... Can we just get a squad of like 50, 60, 100,000 veterans? Just give us our weapon. Let us go to Afghanistan. We'll take care of this problem right away, people. But anyway, let's get back to normal, you know. But there it is, people. They're demanding warning of negative consequences somehow if the U.S. does not stop sending drones into Afghanistan airspace. Think propaganda. We're warning you, U.S. Ding! Hey, U.S. Hey, thanks for that $85 billion. Ha ha! Wink, wink! We're warning you. This is all propaganda. They're loving the U.S. right now. They were just given $85 billion. You want to know what they feel about the U.S.? Right here, people. I mean, again, I'm not trying to belittle the point. I mean, this is how they feel about the U.S. Ha! Hey, Habib, yeah. That is how they feel about the U.S. Don't fall for this headline. What they are doing is potentially setting up the next terror attack so they can blame it on ISIS or the Taliban. Obviously. All right. And let us check in on the Great Reset. Democrats, $3.5 trillion package, right? Includes $700,000 penalties on companies violating Biden coronavirus mandates. Right there. The New World Order is here, as you folks know. We're going to hang in there, right? And it's no big deal. We knew that we were going to walk through darkness. All right. Let's see what people are saying. All right. Thank you. I see the crowd on Rumble is here. Somebody's saying, good to hear several Congress people referencing Scheller. Yeah, Lieutenant Colonel Scheller. While he sits in the brig. While the Taliban is laughing it off with AK-47s on amusement park rides. And patriots sit in D.C. in solitary confinement being tortured. All right. Somebody says, take the high road, Bernie. All right. Well, that story's over. All right. It's over. I've recovered. I didn't want to look at the Liz Cheney story. I mean, if you guys see that speech, I don't want to talk about Liz Cheney ever again. She really, really, come on, guys. That's truly, I'd rather be around ISIS than around Liz Cheney. I hate her that, well, not hate as in, I hate her political position, you know, who she is as a political figure. Frankly, I would ask God, I would never want to meet her. But you guys know what I mean. This is a despicable human being. I mean, I'll just leave it at that. All right. Scott Ann says, hang them all. L Rainbow 2006 says, despise her. She is, I mean, she claims to be GOP. Come on, Wyoming. Get rid of this trade. This disgusting. She is a true enemy. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, her bloodline was directly involved in the death of almost 3,000 Americans on 9/11. This is a treasonous enemy of ours. And now she's defending the Taliban. No one should be surprised. Because everybody in this bloodline of the Cheney bloodline, they love Afghanistan and the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. They love those people. All right. Unbelievable, right? Let's round out. Let's see here. Let's just... relevant news, right? We're all about relevant news. Whistleblower alleges Border Patrol agents now must get vaccinated or face termination. It's a continuation of the last headline. Everyone is being terminated, folks. It's all happening. We've got NBA players who miss games over vaccine mandates won't be paid for them. We are watching a complete devolution, destruction from within of the United States of America. That includes all of the culture, the entertainment, restaurants, gyms, anything that involves anything to do. They're destroying it from within. Our military, police officers, doctors, nurses, everything is being destroyed as they roll out their new world order. And now they're directly affecting ball players. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen, for what is coming. YouTube knows what's happening, and they're coming out today. YouTube blocked all anti-vaccine content because YouTube has been given the phone call by their masters who told them, let's get ready. I'm asking people to look at what is happening with spiritual discernment. Why is YouTube doing this now? Because something now is happening. They got the masters of the universe making big phone calls. Boom. They're activating the next level. As we enter into Red October, they're going for it all, folks. Get ready. Get ready. What YouTube is doing is not a coincidence. All anti-vaccine content. And the people that took the vaccine, God be with them. And for whatever it's worth, they're messing with Russia. So Russia's stepping in, says what? They're threatening to block YouTube. Kremlin urges zero tolerance. I think this is going to go down. Russia's going to block YouTube. They know what's happening. Just painting the big picture, folks. And we have former Notre Dame professor who said, I think this is interesting. Damn the unvaccinated. Now all of a sudden drops dead 2 weeks after receiving third COVID shot. And we don't wish anyone death. This person is somebody named Karen Kroak, who's a former professor at Notre Dame who was attacking unvaccinated people. And now she took her third dose and she dropped dead. And now they're saying, like it says here, according to Heiser obituary, she died of, quote, cancer-related complications. Isn't that amazing? That all these weird complications from these other things just happen to activate themselves right after the third or second or third dose of these vaccines. And again... there's no way we cannot take this argument any further. It's just a matter of you thinking on your own. So those of us who think logically and critically, we know that she died from the vaccine. I could explain it scientifically. We went over this on the members channel weeks ago. I played a video from, forget the name of the doctor right now, but there's a mechanism to explain why she would die after her third dose. But anyway, be aware of that. And don't worry, people. All the vaccine deaths will be attributed to other things. That is how this works. All right? And, all right, I'm going to skip this story. It's basically more subpoenas for the January 6th committee, right? It involves Liz Cheney again. I don't want to look at this face. Let's turn that out. All right, folks. I'm going to end with this concept. We talked about Australia. Right here, people. Take a look. Australia officials warns life for the unvaccinated will be very difficult indefinitely. That is why Hussein is salivating. They're jealous. They're salivating, wishing that America was Australia. They love the model that Australia is leaving for them. The world is watching Australia. Every globalist, all the two bloodlines that we're going to take out, the Soros bloodline and the Rothschild bloodline, they are watching Australia. All these countries that are controlled by those families, they are watching Australia. And look, they're not even hiding it anymore. If you're watching what is happening in Australia, Australia is the new East Germany. It's the new Germany right now, folks. No rights. I don't know what's going to happen in Australia. When are the Australian people... I mean, I know that they're running around in the streets and beating up some of these cops. I'm not going to say anything. They're only going to accuse me of violence. But here, this is what I do want to show everyone. That let's end tonight with a little bit of history. Because what is happening in Australia didn't just happen overnight. The globalists, they know what I'm about to show you. And you should know this. You see, because in 1996, folks, I mean, it is our duty to look at history, lest we repeat history. This is an article from 2017 from this person who is glorifying gun control. But in 1996, Australia enacted strict gun laws. It hasn't had a mass shooting since, this communist is saying. But in this article, they tell you that it was in 96 when a gunman opened fire on tourists in a seaside resort in Port Arthur, Tasmania. By the time he was finished, he had killed 35 people and wounded 23 more. So it was the worst mass murder in Australia history. So they used this famous shooting right here, people, back then, to take away everyone's guns and enact sweeping gun control measures. And in this article, this writer is trying to tell you that it was the right thing to do, and they're throwing all these statistics at you. At the heart of the push was a massive buyback of more than 600,000 semi-automatic shotguns and rifles. Hey, Australians, I bet you wish you had those back, huh? The country's new gun laws prohibited private sales. Wish you could get that one back, huh? And required that all weapons be individually registered to their owners. I'm showing everyone this. I know that most of you guys know this already. This is how they think. This is why the Democrat Marxists are doing what they are doing. It required that gun buyers present a, quote, genuine reason for needing each weapon at the time of the purchase. Yeah, you think they can show a genuine reason now? Ha ha! Hey, stupid demons, there goes your genuine reason right there. Right there. There goes your genuine reason. But I'm just showing everyone this because that is how they did it. What happened next has been the subject of several academic studies. Violent crimes and gun-related deaths did not come to an end in Australia, of course. But as the Washington Post Wong Block pointed out in August, homicides by firearms plunged 59% between 1995 and 2006 with no corresponding increase in non-firearms related homicide. They're bragging about why it was a good thing to have this gun control. The drop in suicides by gun was even steeper. Yeah, right. So anyway, people, I wanted to show this because I came across this article on Bongino.com. Showing you the graph that firearms homicide did fall in 96, but at exactly the same pace as they were naturally falling before gun control. And if you look at the graph, people, that's exactly what happened. In other words, the homicides was already dropping. This is like the global warming argument when they manipulate these maps. But anyway, people, I'm only showing everyone this because don't forget, that's how the enemy does it. And in this article, going back to this fake article, they said, yeah, well, you know, there have been some contrarian studies about the decrease in gun violence in Australia, including 2006 paper that argued that the decline in gun-related homicide after Port Arthur was simply a continuation of trends already underway. Which is what I just showed everyone. But look what they did. Again, this is in 2017. But that paper's methodology has been discredited. Yeah, right. Which is not surprising when you consider that its authors were affiliated with pro-gun groups. So there it is, people. Yeah, don't believe that. That's been fact-checked already. So anyway, which, of course, is why they, Australia, as we conclude tonight, is where they are tonight. COVID 1984, Australia now confiscating alcohol in lockdown areas. What does that have to do with anything? That's because they have all the guns. But they would not have happened if it wasn't for this one no big deal shooting from 1996. That is how they do it. And now they are in complete control. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what it looks like now. Look at that. They're in complete control. The world is watching. Hussein is watching. Soros, the Rothschild, everybody is watching. The globalists, they are salivating. This is what they want. They want America to be like this. But it's not ever going to happen. Checkmate. Never. All right. I just want people to see it with their own two eyes. All right. And to wrap up tonight, I think it's interesting that the times in which we live, we are right now in the middle of the Great Awakening. We are going to be walking through darkness like we have never seen before. Right? And I apologize for all of it being bad news tonight. But I think it's ironic, with given everything that's going on, that all of a sudden, like every famous criminal is being released. John Hinckley Jr. free. So what? You tried to kill the president. Let that sink in. We're going to release him from the mental hospital. And, you know, now he's about to be completely released. Now he is even out of jail. He tried to assassinate a president. Can you imagine? Compare this when you look at the fact that people are being tortured and in solitary confinement just for showing up to the Capitol on January 6th. This guy tried to kill one of our favorite presidents, and now he's free. So, isn't it ironic that whether it's this guy or whether it's like these guys, everybody that lines up with the New World Order, they are celebrating. They are just enjoying their lives. The truth, my friends, is in front of you. All right? Don't forget all the ways you can support this channel. Don't forget to come on over to, you know, to the support page on Truth and Art TV. And don't forget that this is one of the ways. Don't wait, folks. It's all happening. Get your emergency food supply today. Go to preparewithtruthandarttv.com. Or check out the link in the support page right there, the banner on the home website. Why wait, ladies and gentlemen, right? You know the deal. This thing sells itself. This is about your survival. Frankly, I don't even really make much money on this. It doesn't matter because this is about survival, folks. 3-month emergency food supply. Check it out. Get free shipping and handling. And there it is. 4-week supply. It's all about to go down. Unless some miracle happens, which could happen, it's about to go down. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, maybe we'll talk more about this, especially on Sunday, where we're going to have John and Amy on Sunday in the second half of Sunday's program. Join me then to talk about the Patriot Voice and the For God and Country Patriot Double Down event coming up October 22nd, the 25th. There it is. All right. What do you guys think? Somebody says, all right, that we need to continue praying for the world. So as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, a lot is happening. This channel is not about hopium, but we're about reality. We're not about negativity like the alternative media. Folks, like I said yesterday, the alternative media, some of these people, all they know is negativity. They don't get it that in the end God wins. They don't get that what we were watching, it had to be this way. And like I keep telling everyone, keep watching Trump's body language. You want to know? He said it again this weekend. This is just the beginning of the Make America Great movement. So we have a lot to look forward to. And hang in there, folks. I'm excited. I don't care how bad it gets. I already understand. We were told. And don't forget, people, that we are seeing right now the purpose of the Q drops. Right here. We are the only voice of hope and light and reason. Nobody else understands what's happening. Let that sink in tonight. What I just said. We are the only voice. We understand what is happening. God bless you. And I'll be back. We are walking through darkness, somebody says. All right, Patriots. I'll be back Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there. Love you all. Love you.